Millions of people around the world want to know the future, but too many become deceived because they trust in the occult, false prophets, and false preachers. Only the true God of heaven controls the future, and it is He who reveals the future through Bible prophecy. You need to know the future and the purposes of Bible prophecy. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames examines why prophecy. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. Most of us wonder what's going to happen in the years ahead. Will asteroids destroy the Earth? Will World War III cause the end of the world? Regular viewers of Tomorrow's World know that the Bible gives the answers to these questions. We've seen in previous programs that many ancient prophecies have been fulfilled exactly as predicted in your Bible. But can we know what God has predicted for the future? Yes, we can. In fact, we'll be offering a free booklet that will give you prophetic signs preceding the greatest event yet to occur in all history. Be sure to write down the phone number, the mailing address, or the website address. The book is titled 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. Be sure to request your free copy. Many religious hobbyists are curious about Bible prophecy, but they don't know the real significance, the real purpose for Bible prophecy. On today's program, we'll answer the question, why prophecy? We'll discuss four significant purposes for Bible prophecy and why it's vital for you to understand its predictions. You'll find that Bible prophecy will significantly affect your life and your future. Many professing Christians dismiss Bible prophecy as insignificant and unimportant. They say prophecy can be interesting, but it doesn't have anything to do with salvation. Do you understand the fallacy in such a statement? First of all, as we pointed out on previous programs, salvation is a process. One is not totally saved until the prophesied great resurrection at the return of Christ. If you have your Bible, turn to Matthew 24, verse 13. Here we see Jesus' own statement concerning those who will be saved. Matthew 24, verse 13. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. The Bible instructs us to be faithful to the end. We look forward to the future when Christ will establish the kingdom of God on earth. Notice the very next verse. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Christ will powerfully end mankind's immoral and degenerate civilizations and establish his kingdom and government on this earth. That kingdom will produce joy, happiness, and lasting world peace among all nations. Notice again, what gospel did Jesus proclaim? The gospel of the kingdom. My friends, the point is, contrary to common belief, listen to this. The gospel Jesus preached is prophetic. Our ultimate salvation is yet future. The hope of the world is in the future kingdom of God on earth. Turn in your Bible to 1 Corinthians 15. As many of you know, this is called the resurrection chapter. Our ultimate salvation is in the resurrection through Christ. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Yes, the resurrection of faithful Christians takes place at the last trumpet, or the seventh trumpet blast announced in Revelation 11:15. Yes, those who endure to the end will be saved, as Jesus said. Notice again, to emphasize the point that the gospel is prophetic, that the kingdom of God on earth is yet future. Read verse 50, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 50. The Apostle Paul writes, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption." Yes, the true gospel is prophetic. Some try to disconnect prophecy from God's plan of salvation, and it can't be done. We look forward to our ultimate salvation and the inheritance of the kingdom. Now, before we discuss the purposes of prophecy, we need to know what prophecy is. Unger's Bible Dictionary simply defines it this way, quote, "the oral or written message of a prophet." The Greek word is prophetes, which means a foreteller or an inspired speaker. As the Anchor Bible Dictionary states, in the secular world, the word, quote, "prophet" was used to mean one who speaks for a God and interprets his will to human beings. That's volume 5, page 496. God's true prophets revealed his will to the people. They also warned the peoples of ancient Israel and the peoples of many other nations. For example, after the death of Judah's king Jehoiada, the nation abandoned the true God and worshiped idols. Let's read about that in 2 Chronicles 24 and verse 18. "Therefore they left the house of the Lord God of their fathers and served wooden images and idols. And wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem because of their trespasses." How many people today worship modern idols of power, possessions, and position? On Tomorrow's World, we've been warning our Western nations to repent. What action did God take when Judah and Jerusalem committed idolatry? 2 Chronicles 24, verse 19. "Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them back to the Lord, and they testified against them, but they would not listen." Eventually, God sent the kingdom of Judah into the Babylonian captivity for their wickedness. My friends, we need to listen to God's warnings to us today. God's word, the Bible, gives us sobering prophecies and warnings. We need to heed. The prophets were God's messengers. They gave both instruction and revelation. Unger's Bible Dictionary comments on the role of the prophets. Quote, "The predictive element was a frequent part of the content of the prophet's message. But this is not the only element. The prophets frequently appear in the role of social and political reformers, stirring preachers of righteousness and their religious revivalists, in addition to being predictors of judgment or blessing as the occasion demanded. The prophet's message was ever religious and spiritual, announcing the will of God to men and calling for complete obedience." End of quote. So God sent prophets to help reform nations from their immorality. The prophets also revealed God's plan for the future. After his resurrection from the dead, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, referred to the many prophecies concerning him. Luke 24, verse 44. "Then he said to them, 'These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me.' And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures." Jesus referred to the scriptures we now call the Old Testament. The Old Testament was organized into three divisions: the law, the prophets, and the writings. The book of Psalms is the first book in the writings. Jesus emphasized the importance of the scriptures and the prophets in predicting his first coming and his messiahship. Many Old Testament prophecies also predict his second coming. Jesus also gave signs leading up to his return. My friends, the return of Jesus Christ to the earth is the greatest event prophesied for our time and generation. You need to know the prophetic signs leading up to that great event. In the first part of our program, we saw that the very gospel Jesus preached is prophetic. Prophecy is an outline of the great plan God is working out here below. It's history written in advance. How important is prophecy? How important were God's prophets of old? Do you know what the foundation of the New Testament church is? Turn in your Bible to Ephesians 2, verse 19. "Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Yes, my friends, the very foundation of the church consists of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, were these prophets inspired by God? What does your Bible say? Turn in your Bible to 2 Peter 1 and verse 19. The apostle Peter had seen prophecy fulfilled. He had seen the resurrected Christ. Peter wrote in 2 Peter 1, verse 19, "And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." The Creator God called his prophets, and he inspired his prophets to give us instruction, revelation, and warning. We also need to be careful in determining God's true servants. Jesus warned us in Matthew 24:11. He said that many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. How can you know who God's true servants are? Scripture gives us the answer. You need to test us on this program as well as all preachers and teachers. Isaiah 8 and verse 20. "To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." God's servants preach and teach according to this word, the Bible. My friends, there are many religious hobbyists who create wild ideas and misinterpretations of prophecy. What are the purposes of prophecy? Unger's Bible Dictionary gives us this warning. Notice what one of the purposes is not. "Prophecy is not intended to open the future to idle curiosity, but for the higher purpose of furnishing light to those whose faith needs confirming. The revelation of future events may be needful in times of discouragement to awaken or sustain hope, to inspire confidence in the midst of general backsliding, and to warn of evil threatening the faithful. The predictions against Babylon, Tyre, Egypt, Nineveh, and other kingdoms were delivered to the people of God to comfort them by revealing to them the fate of their enemies." End of quote. Yes, Bible prophecy can sustain hope and inspire confidence. But one wrong purpose is to pursue one's own interpretation of prophecy as a hobby or as idle curiosity. Now, let's consider four basic biblical purposes of prophecy. Purpose number one is, Bible prophecy warns peoples and nations to repent so they can avoid punishment. John the Baptist was baptizing massive crowds of people who were moved by his preaching. The gospel writer Matthew describes what happened. Matthew 3, verse 1. "In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Jesus Christ later on preached the same message. You can read that in Mark 1, verses 14 and 15. And what was the response to John's preaching? Verse 5. "Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins." We all need to listen to Bible prophecy and the warning of judgment upon those who do not repent. Matthew continues, Matthew 3, verse 7. "But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to them, 'Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance.'" One of the purposes of prophecy is to warn people and nations to repent so they can avoid punishment. In the book of Revelation, Jesus Christ promises protection for those who are faithful. In the letter to the church at Philadelphia, the Apostle John records this message, Revelation 3, verse 10. "Because you have kept my command who persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth." My friends, an hour of trial is coming upon a rebellious, wicked world. Jesus warned us in Matthew 24, verse 21, that a great tribulation is coming. We've seen in previous programs that Jesus will judge the nations during the day of the Lord. In fact, Revelation 6, verse 15 describes how people will react to the frightening heavenly signs. Frightened human beings will acknowledge that the Lamb, Jesus Christ, will be full of wrath during this judgment period. Revelation 6, verse 15. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Who will be protected? Who will be able to stand during the day of judgment? The answer is, those who listen to God's prophetic warnings and change their lives. As John the Baptist told the Pharisees and Sadducees, bear fruits worthy of repentance. That was in Matthew 3, verse 7. The book of Jonah shows a rare example of a people actually taking warning from God and changing their ways. Will we also repent nationally and individually? God determined to destroy Nineveh unless they repented. And they did repent. How did God view their repentance? Jonah, the third chapter and verse 10. Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God relented from the disaster that he said he would bring upon them. And he did not do it. The prophetic warning resulted in God's blessing on the people. Will we respond to today's prophetic warnings as ancient Nineveh did? If we don't, we will experience severe punishment of the great tribulation. Jesus warned about that in Matthew 24, verse 21. What then is the purpose of Bible prophecy? Why has God given us these prophecies? Purpose number one is, Bible prophecy warns people and nations to repent so they can avoid punishment. Purpose number two is, Bible prophecy warns people to repent in captivity. Prophecy reveals that there will be an opportunity for many who do not repent now to repent during the pain and suffering of the great tribulation. God gave this warning and promise to those who will suffer future national slavery and captivity. Turn in your Bible to Deuteronomy 4, verse 27. Deuteronomy 4, verse 27. And the Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you. And there you will serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in distress, and all these things come upon you in the latter days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey his voice, for the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. You see, Jesus said that the gospel of the kingdom would be a witness to all the nations. As Jesus said in Matthew 24, 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Many will hear the gospel, but they will not respond to it before it's too late. Too late to avoid the great tribulation. But prophecy indicates that many thousands who have heard the true gospel will repent during the time of national captivity. Remember, my friends, if you are one of them, when you are in captivity to another nation, remember God's promise. He will rescue you. He will deliver you if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. The second purpose of prophecy is Bible prophecy warns people to repent in captivity. Thousands of survivors in our Western world will have an opportunity to repent toward God in the Great Tribulation, and he will then rescue them. We'll discuss an inspiring third purpose of prophecy in the conclusion of our program. Throughout 6,000 years of recorded history, humanity has practiced the way of sin, selfishness, war, and greed. Mankind has yet to learn the way to peace. Only through the living Savior, the Prince of Peace, will we ever enjoy lasting world peace among the nations. The third purpose of prophecy is to announce the coming kingdom of God on earth. Jesus Christ will establish the kingdom here on earth and faithful Christians will rule with him for 1,000 years. You can read about that in Revelation 20, verses 4 through 6. You can read some of the millennial prophecies in Isaiah 2, 11, and 35, or in Micah, the 4th chapter. These are inspiring prophecies that give us real hope. Edersheim's prophecy and history in relation to the Messiah makes this observation, quote, "The one pervading and impelling idea of the Old Testament is the royal reign of God on earth. This messianic idea is the sole raison d'etre of the Old Testament revealed as Revelation," end of quote. Yes, Jesus Christ will return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as it states in Revelation 19, verse 16. The royal reign of God on earth, as Edersheim stated it, will enforce world peace and prosperity. Government in the hands of man will only lead to total destruction, as Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 22. "And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake those days will be shortened." The Bible predicts a time of restoration for planet Earth. Let's read that good news in Acts 3, verse 20. The Apostle Peter states that God will send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. God will restore this earth to natural, unpolluted beauty and prosperity under the divine government and kingdom of God. We can all rejoice at that good news. Our free booklet on the 14 signs will help you prepare for that great time of restoration. The third purpose of prophecy is to announce the coming kingdom of God on earth. The fourth purpose is Bible prophecy demonstrates the total sovereignty and power of God. Nothing can deter God's plan of salvation. That plan is revealed in the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. God has an awesome purpose for every human being who will respond. That purpose is eternal life as God's glorious, immortalized children for all eternity. As we already saw in 1 Corinthians 15, this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. God's great power through his Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, will bring this to pass. Turn to Isaiah 46, verse 9. Here Almighty God declares his power and sovereignty. "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure, calling a bird of prey from the east, the man who executes my counsel from a far country. Indeed, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it." God Almighty will powerfully fulfill his purpose and prophecy. The fourth purpose of prophecy is Bible prophecy demonstrates the total sovereignty and power of God. Finally, notice that the revelation of Jesus Christ promises a benefit to those who sincerely want to understand. Revelation 1, verse 3. "Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near." Yes, my friends, you will be blessed as you sincerely study the book of Revelation. The conclusion of its prophecies reveals a wonderful future beyond all our hopes and dreams.